everyone from Down Under. I'm Will Robinson and welcome to the latest episode of Tour Daily on the Palace podcast. And what a gorgeous day it is in Melbourne too. The grey clouds and the rain of yesterday are gone and the blue skies have returned. We're coming to you from a vantage point looking out over the city and the sun is shimmering off the glass of the skyscrapers in the distance. I mean, it really is a beautiful place, this one. But enough about the scenery, because we know there's just one priority today, and that is match day. Palace take on Manchester United at the MCG, known affectionately simply as the G by the locals, in front of a crowd that could exceed 90,000, and what an incredible sight that is going to be. The game kicks off at 10 past 8 local time, that's 10 past 11 British time, and we have heard just how sweltering it is back home, so grab yourselves a glass of ice water, get the fans or the air conditioning on, and shelter inside by watching the Palace. Now, it's not long until kickoff, so we've just got time to give you the pre-match thoughts of Patrick Vieira, who spoke at the MCG before open training yesterday afternoon. And much of the focus was on the club's ability to nurture talented young players. Check out what he had to say.
It's always good to have those young players around because you learn a lot about them on and off the field. And the game against Liverpool was quite really interesting because, of course, in the midfield we had Kylian, who just joined our football club, and he had a really solid game against Liverpool. And you always learn something about those players, their mental strength, the way that they will face difficulties. And you know, we had a couple of players who I believe can stay with us and help the football club to grow, or some of them that are not ready yet for that level, or they will need to play more first team football and they may need to go on loan. So those couple of games will help us to try to make the best decision for the future. Developing young player and young talent, it's part of the DNA of the football club. I think, you know, at Palace, you had a couple of young players who came through and make a good career for themselves in the Premier League. And obviously, we were successful on that side last year because we identified some really young players and we create a platform for them to express themselves. And that was quite really good. I believe that this year it will be, of course, even more difficult because we raise the level of demand on the players. And of course, having those young players with us in that tour will tell us if they will be ready to take some part during the season. If not, we will need to find the way to give them the game program they need to play week after week to keep improving themselves. They have a talent. They're good players. To show it in games, to show it against those teams that we're going to face, is required a little bit more than just the talent. It requires the personality and the determination to show yourself and how good you are. So we're going to expose them, and playing in front of 75,000 people will be a different kind of pressure for them as well. So we will learn about how they will deal, how they will manage this kind of pressure. And that's why I think to have them with us is it's really positive.
Quite a detailed answer from the boss there, and a sign of the high expectations he has for the young players at the club. Now, it may be pre-season, but that doesn't mean that the opposition didn't feature. Here are the manager's thoughts on Manchester United ahead of kickoff.
No, I think, you know, when you look at the first game that they play against Liverpool and the game that they had against Melbourne, it looked like, you know, the new manager start to implement the way that he want the teams to play. But, you know, you just need to look at the individual talent that you have in that team and to believe that, you know, United, they used to play to win the Premier League. And I think this year they will be there, try to get the spot for the Champions League or win the title.
Well, United have been in Melbourne for a week and have already played at the MCG, but Palace are new in town. So what can the local fans expect from Vieira's side?
Well, I think they will see a team that will be difficult to play against, a team that will work hard, will work well until the last minute. I think against Liverpool, we show that, you know, we can still be really competitive. And we have young players who are really hungry to show that they want to be part of what we try to do in our football clubs. The young players who want to show that they want to be part of the football club, they want to be part of the first team, and they want to be given a chance. And of course, we have those players like Jordan, like JP Mateta or Edward, Wardy, Joe Ward, who, you know, want to show that they want to be part of the starting 11. So players always have some things to prove, and I think they can be guaranteed that we will give United a good game.
Well, if you want to see Palace giving United a good game in front of a crowd approaching 100,000 at one of the world's greatest sporting arenas, the MCG, you can watch every minute of the action live on Palace TV Plus. If you aren't a Palace TV Plus subscriber yet, check out a subscription that is right for you on the Palace website. Well, that's all from this episode of Tour Daily on what is somehow our penultimate day in Melbourne. We'll be flying to Perth on Wednesday for the final leg of this incredible pre-season tour. But tune back in tomorrow for all the insight from match day, from the dressing rooms to the tunnel to pitch side to the Palace fans themselves. We'll see you then.